All right. As far as injuries go, Randy, Fleming has a hamstring strain, as does Josh Martin. Both those happened yesterday. Chris Owens is making progress with his knee sprain, but he's still not – he wouldn't be ready to practice today if we practiced. Alex actually has a shoulder sprain that happened in the game, and he's able to obviously go through the game, and everything worked out okay, but a bit sore today. And then Donnie Avery, but should be fine. Donnie Avery is making progress, again, with a sports hernia injury. Eric Berry will continue to work as we get into this next week and is feeling good. I didn't mention it last night, but should have thought our fans were tremendous in the game. They, you know, they're loud and louder. So they do a heck of a job for us, and we appreciate that. I thought overall, anytime you can win in the National Football League, it's a good winner. The things that we can get better at, absolutely, that's a positive. I thought defensively after that first drive, we came out and did a good job of putting pressure on their quarterback and at the same time taking care of their run game, which has been very good for them. I thought the game plan was good. I thought our third down percentages were good on defense. I thought Parker played well in the secondary, made plays. He had a sack and an interception. At the same time, I thought our secondary played well as a group. Smith continues to show every week here, and I'm proud of him for that. Our defensive line, Bailey is the one that jumps out at you, but I thought they all played very well. Bailey had a sack and a half there, and Justin Houston at the outside linebacker position. He and Tomba were in that backfield a lot, especially in pass situations, and Justin had the three sacks to go with that. So overall, I just thought the defense, I thought they played very well. I thought offensively we did some good things in the run game. We started off slow and kind of picked up momentum in the second half. First half, we had 12 carries and for 14 yards, so it wasn't very good. And the second half, we came back with 22 carries for 129 yards. So that's a compliment to the coaches and players working together at halftime, figuring out the problems and coming out and getting those things solved. Third down percentages were good. We were good in the red zone and time of possession. Those are kind of three categories that I thought we worked out well in. Special teams, I thought, did a nice job. The obvious is Cairo with the two field goals, one of 53 yards. Dustin had a beautiful punt that dropped down inside the five. And then I thought the coverage units were good for the most part throughout the day. With that, time's yours.
Alex, is it the right or the left?
It's the right one, yeah.
Was that on that late hit? Is that what happened on that play?
No, I believe it was right before halftime, actually, where it happened. He just kind of landed on it. Probably more of a bruise than it is anything. So, but it's pretty. It was tender.
You expect him to do his normal thing on Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll just see. I mean, you know, he's tender today, but he's upbeat about it. So, and you know, we did all the precautionary things looking at it. So, just need a little time to get a soreness out of there.
Fish has had Marcus Ware, Vernon, Free, Quinn. I mean,
yeah.
A nice little mix there, guys. Just
yeah.
What have you learned from Fish the first seven games?
Yeah, well, he had the one just before half. But other than that, I thought he did a pretty good job throughout, and you can see him growing every week and improving fundamentally. Not as much in the run game because he does a pretty good job right there. It's in the pass game that normally your young tackles have to. have to learn the techniques and sometimes the pitches that those defensive guys are throwing at you. So, and you can see improvement here. So he's been. I was pleased with how he played yesterday.
Remember when you said in the preseason that it was a technique flaw and getting that hand up? How much growth have you seen there?
Yeah, well, he was taught in college, and that's you see a lot of college kids do that. They bring their hands up from their hips and bring them up. And in the NFL, that's tough to do. You don't have that time right there to get that done. These defensive linemen are on you in a heartbeat, and so you got to get your hands up and you got to retrain yourself to deliver from a little higher position. And so he's learned to do that and done a good job, with that.
So you said that he's pretty good in the run game. I've kind of noticed that too, but I also noticed he's got like a tendency to like cut block at the second level, like sometimes smaller guys. And I'm curious, like, do y'all teach that? Like,
the fast ones, when you got to get long and get out there so they don't run across your face, you got to throw and try to get, some of those guys are pretty fast.
So how do you mix it up, though? Because sometimes you want to see him put that big body on you too, right?
Yeah, there are enough of those snaps too, so, yeah. You got to be able to mix it up. But in particular, when you have those backside cutoffs and you got an outside zone play going the opposite direction, and you just got to get out there and you got to use all 6-7 of you to do it. So that's when he normally does it.
Last thing about Fish, just what can you guys do to make sure that he makes it and that he keeps taking the steps? Because a number one overall pick, that's an important thing for an organization.
Yeah, process. You just keep going through and keep learning, work hard, and he's easy to coach. He's got good tools to work with, and so he just keeps coming. That's and working it the way he works. He shows up every day and works his tail off at practice, and he's not afraid. You watch the great players, and they're not afraid to work on the things that they're not good at. So he spends a lot of time working his techniques, fundamentals there.
And the way your pass defense is playing, and I'm not just talking about the pass rush, but the whole thing. Is that beyond your expectations, maybe what you thought this group was capable of, given some of the guys you've leaned on, Barry, Derek Johnson, and some said Brandon Flowers aren't there this year?
Yeah. Well, from the standpoint that we're young, and you're never sure about exactly what that growth pattern is going to be. And first of all, if it's going to take place in the second, well, how fast it'll come about. But I would tell you, yeah, I'm pleasantly pleased with that. As a coach, you always have expectations that you think, and I thought that, and I still think they have room to grow, but I had high expectations for them.
What were your expectations?
Or, like numbers?
Yeah.
Well, to do, kind of do what we're saying here, take these top pass offenses and be able to compete against them and challenge them.
I mean, he mentioned all the good pass rushers Eric's gone against, but look at the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You've gone against.
Yeah, sure.
The last few
weeks. Yeah. That makes you better, right? That makes you better. It, it's going to make you play at the top of your game, and they're going to challenge you every which way. This is a game of matchups, right? So the NFL, they're going to try to match their guy on you, and you got to be able to stand up and meet that challenge. So these guys have done that fairly well. We do have room to improve, though. I don't want to get
sure, but I kind of like Abdullah. I mean, obviously you like him and you signed him and made him a starter. But is he one of those guys who's maybe playing a little better than you?
Yeah. Well, I thought he was a good player before he took a sabbatical there for a year, and then I thought it was just a matter of kind of getting back into the swing of things. And you saw that taking place last year. I thought he finished the season strong, and then he just kind of carried that over into the OTAs and the training camp. So, the way he works and handles his business, I expected kind of what he's doing here. Just by the way he carries himself.
Sean Smith had a nice year last year, but it looks like he's playing better this year.
Yeah, I'm proud of Sean for the step up. I think he's matured in a lot of ways. And so about how he goes about his business out here, he comes out and he he works it. First of all, he shows up every day. I mean, there's no – even if he's nicked up a little bit here or there, he makes sure he gets out there and he pushes himself. And then he's challenging himself at practice to get better every day. And you're seeing he's seeing that himself, which is most important initially. He's seeing how that's paid off for him here.
Yeah, for a time you had him run with the twos. Was that, and number one, what was that about? Number two, has that been good for him looking back on it now?
I don't know about all that. I know he powered through that. Right, he powered through all that. He didn't, he didn't pout about being in the twos. He just worked on his game, which is that was the most important thing. Get your game where it needs to be, and he's done that.
It's Monday, game is Sunday, so lots of stuff can happen before the game starts. But it sounds like Michael Vick is going to be playing quarterback for those guys. As you stand here today, I mean, that's talk about a guy that keeps coming into your world.
Yeah. I liked him better when he was in my world with the same helmet and team, but because he's a good football player. So we've got to make sure we prepare and for both of them. And Gino's a good football player. They both have their strengths here. So whichever one plays, we have to make sure we're ready for it. Make sure we study him and then take care of our business and get ourselves down. Where we need to be.
You're talking about having some patience, watching a group come together like your secondary. All of the coaches have to be patient, that's understood. But compared to when you first started in the job, with the rules the way they're set up today, with practicing and off-season and so forth, do you have to be even more patient not to just write off a group or write off a guy and say, geez, we haven't seen him enough?
Yeah, I'd probably add in there, the way the cap is today and from when I first started. The time that you have the players from first contract to second contract, that whole thing. You've got to make sure that you give the guys an opportunity to develop. I think that's important. There might be outside pressures with the practices and the cap and the contract length and all that, but you've got to still allow some of these guys to mature. And if you're going to truly use the draft as the way you build your football team.
You've got a lot of guys on your staff and in the building here that do a lot with numbers, keep track of so forth and so on. So you could probably go up there and tell me how many snaps Josh Martin has had since he came to the Chiefs. But that feeling as to where a player is, if you've seen enough, not seen enough, how much of that is just feel, the innate judging of talent?
Yeah, well, it helps to have John Dorsey here, who has been around this a long time, and some of the coaches that have been here, all been in the business a long time, so that does help. I think with that whole process that goes on, it's not just my set of eyes or look at him, it's everybody's. And we try to evaluate the guys every day. And not only from a personnel standpoint, but also so that player knows where he sits every day. And anytime there's a question, if they ever question, sometimes, I mean, these are young guys. Sometimes they want to know why. Why am I playing quite as much, or what do I need to do to play more, or, whatever it is. And so you can tell them. And I think that communication is very important there.
A couple more.
I got two things. One, we can't go this morning without talking about Justin Houston. My last image is of St. Joe, of him hitting that sled, timing. Just what sets him apart? It's a pure pass.
Well, first of all, he does that every day after practice. Mm-hmm. He does that same thing, goes through that same process every day. And so he works, and that's important. When these other guys have been banged up a bit, he stepped up as a leader. He's a young guy, but he's stepped in there and He's doing a nice job in the leadership here.
And this might sound frivolous, but you finally convinced me that deferring is a good thing when you win these tosses.
You can retire now. You convinced
me. Why in your mind is it so important? What makes it more important to get the second half kickoff compared to the first half?
Well, there's an advantage. I mean, and you can go either way. I mean, I've taken the ball the majority of my career, but stats have shown that by a small margin, it's better to defer. I think one of the positives is that you have an opportunity to evaluate what the defense is doing and kind of how they're going to try to defend you as an offense and for a half, and then you get to come out and make those adjustments and play.
Andy, is Hunt playing with a little bit more power this year? Seemed like maybe that was a 2-year kind of injury, you know, kind of coming back to what you were.
Rodney?
Yeah.
Rodney's doing a good job. I thought he did a good job last year, but he's doing a good job. I think the place where he's maybe taken a step is that he understands all the schemes now. He's had a year to play in it versus all the different looks. So you don't have to really sweat that part, you know. So you, if you can think just an inch less, you can play an inch faster, and that's what he's doing right now.
And also, your offense is pretty interesting because you guys are very productive, and you put up points and you get yards without really going up top, you know, downfield to receivers that much. Is that sustainable going forward? I mean, that's unique. I mean, you guys just really don't push that vertically outside the numbers very often. It's just, how sustainable is that?
We're just saving those. We'll see. We'll see how all that works. Yeah. Time will tell.
Last three, Nick, Adam, and then DJ.
Andy, for you, what were the Rams taking away in the run game in the first half that you got to really adjust to in the second half?
Yeah, first of all, I think Jeff Fisher, number one, is a very good football coach and a very good defensive football coach. Teams come in and they're going to try to take 25 away. And he and Greg is a good football coach, too. I'm make sure I mention that because he's done that for a long time. He put some people in the box. They had a good scheme for all of that. You know, allowed us to throw the ball a little bit in certain situations and be effective there with our short intermediate game. They did a nice job with the run game part of it.
Adam, going back to what Randy asked you about deferring, how much of decision to do that is that opportunity you get sometimes, like you did yesterday, where you finish the first half with points and then you start off the second half with points. You know, it's a 10-point swing. And you never touch the ball. Well, you had to kick it off to him.
Yeah. Well, that goes into the equation. How many times you finish the half? I mean, you don't know that for sure, but you go by percentage. How many times you finish the half?
50
shots. That's right. Yeah. And then you know what happens with the. With the return part, I mean, the return part of it's, it can be beneficial of that if you've had the opportunity to see how they're going to treat it. But
also, hey, I know this is Dorsey's thing, but I also know that he wouldn't do anything without consulting with you first. Would you expect anything before the trade deadline tomorrow?
I haven't heard of anything right now. I know they're pounding at Dorsey. Stays on that like a wild man. So they're always staying like around these times when things are happening. They're in lockdown mode. So he's got his guys in and they're doing all that.
Last one, BJ.
The defensive stand in the second quarter after the fumble that led to the missed field goal and then the ensuing offensive drive that led to Kyler's 53-yard. How important was that sequence?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought that was important. That's tough. I mean, that was a tough change around for the Rams, I thought, and then fortunate for us. And then Cairo stuck that thing. You know, again, Cairo was impressive yesterday with the length of his kickoffs plus that kick there. Yeah.